This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:47 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And this is... Gosh, what is it? The third week? Is this the third week of January?
It is the third week. We've done two before this, so yes, it's the third.
All right. So for this entire month, we are exploring resolutions in a few different ways. You may have caught our little segment on Friday where we're following two friends of the station through their journeys to ensuring that they keep to their New Year's resolutions, at least for the month in the year that they're on radio. But on Monday, we are focused on resolutions that revolve around the idea of doing good, of going beyond yourself, looking at what you can do for society, for your community. And so if you've been wanting to participate in something or change stuff up, but you've been wondering where to start, then this is for you.
Yes. So this is all about looking for causes outside of yourself to improve not just yourself, but the world at large, right? So in previous weeks, we looked at feeding the urban poor. We also talked about participating in democracy. So this week, we're going to be looking at practical ways to be more environmentally friendly, particularly when we're also struggling with this pandemic.
So we have on the line with us today Faisal Abdulrani, who is the co-founder of Impact Lucian and advisor for Generasi Peduli Sampah. If you have questions on how to live a greener life, particularly with all the single-use plastic floating around at the moment, send them our way. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Faisal, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with this. How has the pandemic changed the way we consume single-use items? Do you think that there was an uptick in single-use plastic last year?
If we look at the overall, right, from a consumerism perspective, it is business as usual, right? So we see more of the use of single-use plastic packaging items. Whenever there's an announcement, right, the first thing we see is a lot of the food that is pre-packed in single-use plastic on the shelf, those are the first thing to go. So the uptake is there. Then we see a lot more in the food delivery service. We see that the rise of food delivery services, so the use of disposable items, the single-use items are pretty much on the rise from last year. Now, it's like, when we look at environment overall, on a climate change perspective, right, we see less carbon footprint. What we do see in the rise of a lot of this packaging going into the landfill.
So the two items that we have seen an increase in usage during the pandemic, as most of us can attest to, are probably face masks as well as hand sanitizers. How can we be more environmentally friendly when it comes to using these items?
I think we should go back to the whole concept of reuse, right? So if we evaluate our daily life and replace any disposables with reusable items, or look at greener options, for example, hand sanitizer, we have options to buy in bulk or bigger that can last us for a year or like 2 months, 3 months, that we can refill into the smaller containers for hand carry-on, right? So that's one option. Second option is rather than hand sanitizers, maybe wash your hand more with water and soap. So that's a greener option. Then for masks, we do have reusable options. During this pandemic, we see a lot of like social enterprise NGOs has moved towards producing reusable masks from community projects to even a part of their fundraising, right? So there is options out there that rather than disposable, but reusable. Now, if environmentally we can't really measure this option, let's look at financially. If we calculate the use of disposable from the beginning of the first of the pandemic till now, I think at this point we already spend enough money that we can actually invest in maybe one or two reusable masks that we can actually use more. And as we see masks as one of the most norm in this pandemic. So it is actually not really a disposable item. It is actually a necessary item in our daily life.
So I want to take it back to the demands of the MCO specifically, and the fact that at this point, most of us are ordering things in order to stay safe, and that whatever it may be, whether it's food or items, they arrive often packaged in and just basically swaddled in layers and layers of plastic or paper. So what are some simple ways that we can reduce single-use items like plastic packaging and so on, especially when, to a certain degree, some of it is out of our control?
At the end of the day, it's like the idea is in this whole sustainability, right? Like it's taking ownership of your own waste. So what you want to do is, if you decided to participate in the culture of use of disposable items, then how do you manage the waste properly? That's one option out there. So knowing the type of programs out there that you can actually reduce most of this packaging to the landfills, that will be the best way to taking ownership of your own waste produced from home and for a better, more sustainable waste management from home. Second, if we plan out our day, I think this pandemic really tested our whole idea of work-life balance. So if we plan out our day better, right, if we plan our weekly outing to buy groceries in a day, if we decided rather than to buy through food delivery, but actually takeaways, we can always find options that is more greener out there. For example, shop at a more zero-waste stores. We can option to go to the wet market and buy things in reusable items in our own containers, or even buy takeaway in our own reusable containers. So there is always options. So it's just a matter about planning your day, planning your whole consumption habit in this period of time.
Now, besides things that we as an individual can do or things that we can do at home, are there community initiatives or organizations that we can participate in if we want to take on this resolution of being more environmentally friendly?
Yeah. So one of the current initiatives in partnership that we run is the Malaysia Eco-Cricket Community, where we educate how you can manage your own single-use plastic from home that you consume, produce through the packaging, through eco-brickings, right? So that's one option where how to make eco-bricks, how to make it right, and how we use those eco-bricks to be applied back to community-based projects to make furnitures as a building material. Then there's a new initiative called Clean Seas Malaysia Campaign, where Impact Solutions, Riverside, United Nations Environment, the Ministry of Environment, we are a part of, where we are adopting a more smart approach commitment to reduce in terms of plastic waste. So educating, getting a lot more individual commitment from organizations, individuals, society that is more measurable rather than just like something that you say you do, but there's no way to measure it. So this is one of those initiatives that we are involved in and that we've been running since last year. So if to find out more about the Malaysia Eco-Bakers community, we have our Facebook group, our Instagram, or the Clean Seas Malaysias on Instagram, also Facebook.
So just in closing, I mean, the whole purpose of our social justice resolutions, so to speak, or our do-good resolutions, are to try to give people actionable things. So I think becoming eco-friendly as a blanket term can sometimes sound intimidating because it feels like an all or nothing path to undertake, right? And a lot of us have habits that have been around for a very long time. So to those who want to begin practicing being more environmentally friendly, what advice would you have?
I think there's a proverb in Malay that really describes this best, right? Nak sribudaya, tak nak sribudale. Or where there is a way, there is a will. When we to become an environmental friendly, it is not a sprint, right? Sustainability is actually a long marathon. It's a journey that you have to partake. So you have to take the first step. right? Take your time in terms of actually starting this journey, starting to the marathon to become more environmental. Once you reach a certain goal, then you look into how to improve it for the next year. And that's what you do. So it's not a sprint. It is actually a long-haul marathon that we have to take to be a part of this whole structure. So I think that will be the best way to describe how everyone can start a more environmental-friendly habit.
And if I could follow up on that, so that's personal, right? But if you live in a household where there are other people and they might not be as invested in this as you, how do you suggest getting everybody on board?
Live by example, right? So when for me, like for example, like I live by example itself. I started by myself. Then once my family kind of like look at it, you know, they start to change their habit little by little. So like I said, it is a long haul journey. So when you live by example, when you walk the walk, you talk the talk, people start to see it and believe it and that it is possible. And people will start actually to adopt it and then start trying it out. So it is as simple as just saying no to straws in the beginning. Just bring your own reusable containers. So it is a very simple step. So when you live by example, it is easier to convince people. It is easier to change people to actually adopt as well.
Faisal, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.
That was Faisal Abdulrani, co-founder of Impact Lution and advisor for Generasi Peduli Sampah, talking to us about how we can get started in being more environmentally friendly if, say, you just wanted to get on that path in 2021. So we want to hear from you. I mean, if you have thoughts on this, how have you been trying to gear up, get more environmentally friendly this year? You can send those thoughts our way by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And we have some messages that have already come through.
Yeah, so Biocom says, we have biodegradable and compostable packaging that can replace single-use plastic, international standard certified. It's just that many eateries still use plastic because it's cheaper.
So similarly, or rather in that same vein of whether something is biodegradable, compostable, or even recyclable, we have James saying, although I feel fortunate and grateful to be living as an expat in Malaysia, the main issue that frustrates is that there is no recycling program. Mm. There may be bins scattered around for you to toss your recyclables in, but we all know that it is only a facade. Nothing gets recycled. I've yet to see a recycling truck in my area, an unnamed bandar that prides itself as being globally sustainable. I cringe when I have to throw an empty tin or plastic container in the rubbish.
And on that, I mean, just as an extension of that, many people throw things in the recyclable bin that's not meant to be in there, which kind of makes it a real tough job to separate and get it done.
Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back to revisit this after the news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.